T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two firings in the Big Ten, though the one in Minnesota said, you know, basically, we decided to part ways, I guess. Richard Pitino Jr., he is gone. But because it's more prestigious, Archie Miller has been let go at Indiana, which I find very interesting because it seems, well, Mike Davis probably did the best job of anybody since Bob Knight, if you think about it. U of D's Mike Davis, right?
Yes.
He did. He wasn't good enough or... It didn't have the right skin color for the people in Indiana. I don't know, but Mike Davis did a pretty good job at Indiana. Here's the other, and then, you know, what, Tom Crean, and he was let go. And now Archie Miller, who he didn't get to one NCAA tournament, did he, in six years? They would have gone last year, but COVID ruined it.
Right, but in his 4 years, he's the only coach that wasn't able to have a winning record in the Big Ten in his first 4 years.
Yeah,
it's just unacceptable at Indiana.
Unacceptable, exactly. Indiana basketball has become Michigan football to a certain extent.
Just here we go.
I know. But anyway. But so you try to figure out who's going to replace him. And the names that are out there include, you know, John Beilein, Scott Drew at Baylor, because he spent a lot of time in Indiana, you know, Valpo, that whole deal.
Yep.
Also, and who I think, and Chris Beard at Texas Tech, who was on Bob Knight's staff at Texas Tech.
Who I think is a terrific coach.
He's a great coach. He probably fit Indiana basketball really well. You know, the well-disciplined guys, maybe not get, you know, all the five stars that other schools get and make them really competitive and just tough to play against. God, that Texas Tech defense is a bitch to play against, as both Michigan and Michigan State have found out over the years, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
But, you know, and Brad, that I mentioned, Brad Stevens, who's the coach of the Celtics, that things aren't going well for them right now. Maybe he would go back. He, of course, coached Butler before going to the Celtics. But the thing with Beilein, I know his name's being mentioned. He's 68 years old. I'm not trying to be an ageist, but would he even want to do it again? And to go back in that conference and coach against Michigan, I just don't see it as a good match. Because you talk about a perfect person for Indiana, you know, with Hoosiers, you know, the way John Beilein likes to recruit guys for his system, backdoor cuts, this type of thing. It's perfect for, you know, the background of Indiana basketball.
I actually think it's a perfect fit. The question I have is, obviously, as a Michigan alum, as a Michigan fan, I don't have any problem because John Beilein was always very straightforward and honest with what he wanted to do. When he was interviewing with the Pistons, he was very honest and straightforward with what he wanted to do.
Whoa. We never found out he even talked to the Pistons until later, till after he took the Cleveland job.
There was talk about him interviewing with the Pistons the year before.
Before they hired Dwayne Casey? I don't remember. Somebody help me here. Am I forgetting something?
No, there was talk about him, talking to the Pistons.
100% there was.
Okay,
yes.
I missed something.
Yeah, and so there was, I don't think there was any, you know, bad feelings when he left. Yes, Michigan fans were disappointed because of the success that he had, and everybody just liked John Beilein. But then when he went to Cleveland, it didn't work out. I always felt like he was going to get back into coaching, and I think he's a perfect fit for the Big Ten. we had talked about this last year. Obviously, I didn't talk about it with you guys here, but in terms of Archie Miller, he had struggled last year. That a lot of people thought that maybe he would be let go after last basketball season, and maybe, you know, COVID was able to save his job for a year. But I got to believe that John Beilein would be at the top of their list as long as he has a succession plan for, hey, I'm going to get you back to a certain point in Bloomington, and then in 3 or 4 years when I'm, you know, 71 and 72, you know, I may step away, and here is the system I'm going to have in place. Here's the coach in waiting. Here's all of these things that should be in place at that time so that they can continue to move on.
If I'm in Indiana, I don't hire John Beilein. And the reason is his age. I want somebody who I think can be there for 10, 15 years. I don't worry about succession program with when I hire my next coach. Well, so you got guys
what
like,
they've been
like,
doing hasn't worked.
I understand that, but you get guys with Archie Miller, coach where? Dayton. Okay. Tom Crean was good at Marquette, but I mean, you guys, Chris Beard has been to a Final Four. Even guys like Eric Musselman, you see what he's done at Arkansas. I mean, go after, you know,
but
would these guys leave?
Like Brad Stevens might not have a choice. He might be asked to leave the Celtics. And so I think he'd be a great fit. But then you go down the list of the guys that you talked about, Scott Drew, is he really going to leave the Baylor program?
I don't know, but who knows? I think it's worth I'd rather hire him than hire John Beilein. If John Beilein was 10 years younger, I'd feel differently. Just I want to hire somebody who's going to be there for, I think, you know, 10 to 15 years. I don't think John Beilein is that guy. Here's the other thing I just want to bring up, because we kind of talked about this in a roundabout way last week with, you know, the endowments of coaches, you know, the Jay and Ira Harris or whatever the heck they're called, you know, head football coach at Michigan, mm-hmm. and they have one at Michigan State, and we talked about the Rocket Mortgage thing at an MSU. The only reason Indiana was able to do this was because they got agreements from donors to buy out Archie Miller's buyout at $10 million and to help pay for the new guy, whoever that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
Is it?
Well, not. I mean, the fact that it's public is unbelievable to me. Unless they're going to name it after the person, I just, you know.
Is it?
It's not to me. I know. Sports is big, but you know, if you're going to give $10 million, you know, and should give to their, you know, business school or medical center. I don't know. Going to help buy out a coach? You can't do it yourself. I don't know.
Wait, what?
You know, buy out a coach?
Yeah. Because you want your basketball program to be better.
I know. So that's great. So, you know, you can donate money separately. You don't have to. It just looks weird to me that they would be doing, somebody else would be doing it, not the actual university. I don't know.
The university is going to take the money that is donated to them that's coming in and buy out their coach anyway. So it's just you're just cutting out the middleman.
I guess. I don't know. It just seems sordid to me. How can I tell you? So here's some ticket text. Randy and Livonia. John Beilein is 68. If he comes back to coach college again, it should be at a less stressful, smaller school, like DePaul, let's say. If he wants a big-time job, he should look outside the Big Ten out of respect for walking away the way he did. It's Randy and Livonia. Mike and Williamston. Beilein will not coach in the conference again. Not that I care if Indiana's any good, but the coach from Loyola Chicago will get a look. Yes, Porter Moser, I believe is his name, right? Yeah, he's a pretty good coach.
What about Brad Stevens?
Yeah, I mentioned him earlier, Gov. Him, and I like Chris Beard of Texas Tech.
Yeah, Beard. I think Beard would get it right there.
Yeah, because the way he runs his team, they'll be.
You know who I think would make them successful again?
Scott Drew.
No, I think there's one coach that would be realistically available.
Who?
Rick Pitino.
Yeah,
I know he's a scumbag in ways, and I fight back and forth with myself, like just morally. I'm happy for him that he got Iona to the tournament. He's undeniable success. With it comes baggage and potential problems, but it's a soul selling hire.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But you can't deny wouldn't you bet on him to have success ahead of all these other guys?
Absolutely.
Sure, and to do anything he could to have the success.
Like what?
I mean, that, hey, keep, just ask Louisville.
Yeah, keep the his receptionist off the table, if you know what I mean. Well, I was part of it, too.
Yeah.
How would you feel about that, Stoney, about them hiring Rick Pitino?
Indiana?
Yeah.
I don't think it's – how old's Rick Pitino now?
That's what I was getting to. He is 68. He is the exact same age as John Beilein.
I think Rick Pitino, I think it's kind of cool in a way that he's where he is. Because I've heard him say, you know, I'll coach in New York for a couple of years and then retire in Miami, which is fine. Not at the University. Although I wouldn't be surprised. You know, University of Miami, they're going to need a new coach, I think, because Larrañaga just isn't getting it done. Maybe.
No.
Who knows? One more ticket text. Mike in Dearborn, Michigan alum here. I will always be grateful for what Beilein did to bring the basketball program back to prominence, and I understand him leaving to try the NBA, but I have a problem with him going to another Big Ten team. Him leaving when he did could have been disastrous. We are very lucky Juwan has worked out. I wish him luck wherever he goes, but it just seems like a slap in the face to go to a conference foe.
I think Minnesota would be the better fit for him if he came back.
Oh, come on. Him and P.J. Fleck, they'd get along like buddies, like him and Harbaugh got along. Anyway.
No, I have no problem if he goes in conference or if he goes to Indiana. I just don't have any issue with it. I would have an issue with Rick Pitino going to Indiana.
Why, because of his baggage?
Yeah, just too much baggage. And Indiana, you don't need it there. I mean, they obviously need somebody to turn the program around, but they don't need it under any circumstance.
I think he could turn them into a national power.
He would. I think that would for sure happen, but then the questions will always be, how did he do it?
The Indiana-Kentucky rivalry would be great again. That would be pretty
cool.
There.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!